live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them to you. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can actually create the content of the website by submitting different things to it. All the stuff you see on the front page there, the numbered items that go down the page, those are all submitted by listeners just like you. And maybe it was you. Because what you can do is you can go on wherever website you happen to be, whether it be YouTube or a blog or some news site. If you find something that you think is interesting, that you think the rest of the Free Talk Live listening audience will enjoy, you can just copy the link and paste it in and submit it at freetalklive.com. Then others will get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more eyeballs will see it. So go to freetalklive.com and get involved. Our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, as it always is, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to start out, lots, of course, to talk about, but there's news out of New York City that is an update on a previous story, which I didn't realize was actually happening in New York City. I'm not surprised that it is. We had talked about Philly and how they have what they call stop and frisks in Philly, and that there are, last I heard, over 200,000 stop and frisks in Philly every single year. Do you recall this, Mark?
Yeah, I've heard that. You know, I know we've talked about it. And essentially, you know, it's a what appears to be sort of an abuse of the Terry Pat rule, mm-hmm. which is that if a police officer, you know, wants to talk to you or whatever, that he has the ability to pat you down from the outside to make sure that you don't have a, you know, grenade launcher or something like that.
That was the idea behind the Terry Pat, correct? Or the Terry Frisk, as it has been called. And in the case in Philly, they, you know, it's pretty outrageous. I mean, it's just basically a way to target poor people and you know, blacks and Hispanics and shake them down. I mean, it's just a shakedown operation. Cops literally just walk in the streets, stopping people as they go by. And
by the way, when they're doing these Terry Pats, it's not like they can't say, "What do you got in your front pocket? I'm going to have to ask you to show me what's in your front pocket."
Oh, and of course, most people, not knowing their rights, will go ahead and turn them out.
Absolutely.
A bag of pot drops on the ground, you're under arrest.
Right. So, I mean, you know,
because if you feel something that's non-weapon-like, you can't, with a Terry Frisk,
right. Terry Frisk is only
search.
For weapons. So if they feel, this feels like a handgun, then, you know, then they're legitimate.
Yeah.
You know, so for one, they're going after people that may be wanting to defend themselves. And two, it's an opportunity to, you know, find out what's in people's pockets.
Big time. Also, not only to find out what's in your pocket, but if you think about it, in a lot of places they have what they call protective custody, which is where if you're drunk on the streets, they can just take you. They don't have to charge you with anything. They just take you and put you in a jail cell.
Someplace safe.
For a day or two or whatever. And so this, in theory, could also increase the number of PCs that they have, protective custodies, because if they stop you on the street, and otherwise they wouldn't have known you were drunk until they talked to you, then maybe that would be an excuse.
Or just smelled like alcohol,
right.
And didn't feel like you know, showing them what's in your pocket.
So the other news,
or that you didn't feel like showing them what's in your pocket, and your eyes appeared to be dilated.
Now, of course, people are rightfully upset about the stop and frisk, but that hasn't stopped them from happening. In Philly, there was, I remember there was a video from last year during the Occupy, so it was toward the end of last year. During the Occupy Philly, there was a group of occupiers that went to the city council meeting, because in a lot of city council meetings, you're allowed like a 3-minute speech, basically, to the council, and they gave a fairly, I think it was several of them that spoke, and in a group, sort of in mass, they spoke against, they did that, what do they call it, the human microphone? Yeah, the mic check. And they mic checked the city council over the stop and frisk issue. Which, you know, is a great issue to get behind because it's absolutely outrageous what the police are doing. Of course, the city council ignored them and went on with their business. And the stop and frisks are still going strong in Philly. But apparently they're also happening in New York City. And according to NBCNewYork.com, they've hit an all-time high. The number of so-called stop and frisks is rising. City police officers, this from NBC New York, city police officers stopped and questioned 684,330 people on the street last year, a record since the NYPD began yearly tallies of the tactic in 2002. It's been going on for a decade. at least they've been tallying it for a decade, and a 14% increase over 2010. It couldn't be determined how many people were patted down during the encounters, according to the Wall Street Journal. So those are encounters.
Right, so it could be more than one person.
It could be. Typically, half of the potential suspects are stopped. Excuse me. Typically, half the potential suspects who are stopped are frisked or searched. Of those stopped last year, about 12% were arrested or received summonses. So that's, what, 75,000 people? So they stopped 684,000
and arrested, fishing expeditions.
Yeah, and arrested 12%. So a good, you know, almost 100,000 people got arrested last year just because they were walking down the street. Maybe sitting in a park or wherever else it is that they do these, maybe walking through the subway. Wherever else it is they do these stop and frisks. Have you experienced this? Maybe you live in Philly or New York City, or you work in one of these places, or you know, you simply went there visiting your family or something, and all of a sudden you got a shakedown as you're walking down the street. What was that like? 855-450-FREE is the number here. The civil rights advocates claim the practice unfairly targets innocent blacks and other people of color, and that many stops are made without proper cause. Of course, that's the whole point.
Well, there is no cause at all.
Right. The cause is you look suspicious.
The idea was to keep police officers safe with this Terry pat. You know, hey, this guy could have anything when I need to talk to him about a legitimate you know, situation here. So then they they use this Terry pat to basically stop anybody. They pat them down, and while they're patting them down, they talk to them about what patting them down essentially, and then they use that pat down to further the situation by saying things like, "Look, I'm going to have you turn out your pockets, but what do you got in this front pocket?
Where are you going?
Yep.
Where are you coming from?
Things like that, you know, just asking them questions.
Which, of course, you have no obligation to answer their questions, but that...
But you should answer their questions with questions. How many kids you got? You know, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So that's just, you know, that's really all there is here to this story. It's just updating folks. It's a record high in New York City, because what are people going to do about it? I mean, think about it. What are you going to do about it? Can you walk away?
I think you can.
You might be able to. That doesn't mean they won't tackle you and arrest you with, you know, and charge you with some sort of nonsense crime like disorderly conduct or obstructing an investigation or something like that. But in theory, now I'm no legal scholar, but in theory, there's this idea that if it's a contact, and that's all we're talking about here, these are not pullovers. Stop and frisk is just on the street. So when you get pulled over, then there's a lot of precedent saying you have to stay and talk to, you know, you have to stay, at least listen to the cop. You don't have to talk to them. So you have to stay until they give you their ticket and then let you go. But on the street, if the cops stop you, they're usually just stopping you to ask you questions. And they're asking you questions to try to find something to arrest you for. So there's really not ever any reason to stop and talk to the police on the streets.
I wonder if they're legitimate in doing their stop and frisk. Because, frankly, this was a power given to them by the courts, this Terry Pat thing. Mm-hmm. They probably didn't foresee this happening in this way, this power being used in this way. But I wonder if you have the ability to say, look, I don't consent to your search. Am I free to go?
That's how I would handle this. I don't have time to talk to you today.
Because this is supposed to be about you talking to them. I mean, it's supposed to be, you know, they're patting you down so that they can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not them stopping you so they can pat you down and then talking to you in order to give it a ruse.
I'd be interested to see footage of this. I mean, with over 600,000 stops in New York City alone, stop and frisks, last year, surely someone recorded one of them. I would like to see exactly how this goes down. What terminology do the police use when they're stopping you? What sort of excuses are they giving people? How are they going about it? So if you've had an experience with this, you know, thankfully this doesn't happen, at least not to, it hasn't ever happened to me or anyone I know in Keene, New Hampshire. Not to say it couldn't, but just crazy, man. Almost over 500,000 people. Think about that. What is the city of New York? 15 million people during the day or something like that?
Seven of them all.
It's a huge percentage of the people in New York City being stopped. And we're presuming, I guess, that, you know, it says it's 684,000 people. I don't know if that means that there's some duplicates in there, like they stop in the same guy more than once. That I wonder about. But either way, you're still talking about a lot of folks. Of course, I wonder if they happen more often in Bronx and Brooklyn than they do in Manhattan. Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy them. Archives are included. If you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, that's no problem. They're right there. You can just click and download as many as you'd like, and it's all free over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and enjoy those. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, head over to manventureoutpost.com. That's manventureoutpost.com. They have knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. Manventureoutpost.com, family-owned, members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, we can't talk about them on the air. So get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL, and get it quick from manventureoutpost.com. That's manventureoutpost.com. We were talking about the New York City stop and frisks, which have hit a record high. Nearly 700,000 people in 1 year's time have been stopped and frisked, and about 10% of those were arrested. Now, I can guarantee you that probably 90% of the 10% were arrested for things like having a bag of pot in their pocket. Stuff like that. Because that's what this is designed to stop. The New York cops are saying that this is essential to stopping crime. But they don't mean real crime, and they also should know better than the idea that they're going to arrest people is going to somehow stop people from using pot or using any sort of drug. That's never been the case at all.
Can't stop them from using those drugs.
All it will do will enrich the police department and the court system, and that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to enrich the government bureaucrats at the cost of your liberty. That's what they're doing here. The idea that you can't even walk down the street now without being subjected to police search. You might as well be in prison. I mean, shakedowns happen there, too. It's just a bigger prison at this point in places like New York.
There's an argument to be made. It's better than prison, but, this was the kind of thing that they were trying to avoid, I believe, with the Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, paper, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, nor warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
It looks like also that they are doing stop and frisks on drivers. I did go ahead and check YouTube because I'd asked prior to the break, there must be some sort of video of these stop and frisks being over 700, about 700,000 of them happening. Surely somebody had a video camera for a couple of them. And indeed, there has been a lot of controversy about this issue in New York.
Amazingly, I have never heard of it.
In New York?
Yeah.
Because we talked about it in Philly previously.
Right.
It's been going on for over a decade in New York City, and it's just hit an all-time high as far as the amount of people that they're doing it to. And so if you want to go and see some video footage of this, YouTube does have it, so just search for Stop and Frisk, maybe add New York City if you want New York-specific ones. Let's talk to Victor listening in Tennessee. Victor, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Victor?
That's awesome.
What's that?
Can't believe it.
What is awesome?
I just run across you guys on the internet and really am just jacked about your conversation.
I am glad that you're excited. What do you want to share tonight?
Well, I was just going to say that, here in the great state of Tennessee, most of our law enforcement officers here, they're really excited about the fact that they're able to work with the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA and they've been able to go ahead and put up random roadblocks on the interstates and make sure there's no terrorists out there. Obviously, the interstates here in Tennessee are pretty dangerous.
You have interstate roadblocks in Tennessee? Just to make sure I'm understanding you have roadblocks on the interstate?
Yes, yeah. The Department of Homeland Security and the TSA has teamed up with all the local law enforcement. And everyone's all real excited about it. Of course, they get to one of the neat things about it is they get to really wear these really neat uniforms. They're all jacked, booted, look like stormtroopers.
Wow.
I don't trust anybody who tucks their pants into their boots. I mean, that's just it's just a personal thing of mine. I should not have to support government bureaucrats that tuck their pants into their boots.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. It's absolutely ridiculous. And with the mainstream media out here, they report it like somehow it's like this glorious thing that we've been blessed with, that we're a test state for prisoner training.
The new police state, yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. And
well, that's what the local media has to do, Victor.
From Georgia, and I can tell you, Georgia is even worse.
Well, that's what the media has to do to continue getting interviews with the government guys. They have to basically fellate them on the air Or else the government people won't give them any kind of, you know, press releases or interviews. And so they're, you know, even though we have a so-called free press in this country, they're still very, very highly controlled simply because of the incentives that the system has sort of set up. Like, they want to get an interview with the police spokesperson. They don't want to be snubbed. And so therefore they know that they can only really ask so many hard questions or even somewhat non-softball questions before the, you know, the door is going to close to them.
Well, and then they edit the report anyway. If they got a legitimate answer on something, it'd be headed to death.
Yeah, the news people are a bunch of cowards.
As usual.
For the most part. There is the occasional news reporter that will really do, like, a good investigative report on the government. But as we saw in Miami, after that happened, they teamed up with the Police Complaint Center, which is a great organization that's been around for years that has been basically pulling reverse sting operations on the police, setting them up with hidden cameras and things like that, and just making them, you know, allowing them to reveal how bad they truly are. Police Complaint Center.
Be.
Right. So what happened was this reporter got involved with the Police Complaint Center, did a great report on how when you go around to these police departments in South Florida, and this happens not just in Florida, it happens in a lot of places, but if you tried to file a police report, like some sort of a complaint against a police officer.
Claim that you have a complaint.
Right. The variety of responses that these people got was incredible. Sometimes they would be intimidated verbally, sometimes physically assaulted. Sometimes they would be told that they couldn't file the complaint unless they would come back into the bowels of the police department. And this is, you know, ostensibly somebody who was assaulted by a police officer who was complaining.
Well, in Alpharetta, Georgia, I was arrested by the Alpharetta Police Department for walking through a parking lot, and they gave me a DUI.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, you know, I'm walking through a parking lot. I mean, how can you give me a DUI? And I also was not drunk.
Did you take it to trial?
I'll tell you what happens. I went straight to trial. I mean, as fast as I could try to get it to trial, and did everything I could and was very successful. In fact, I'm grateful I had a good judge that understood the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
So you won?
Yes. And,
oh, great.
And she looked at these people and said, I dismiss this with prejudice. It's over, but...
No, wait, is with prejudice... Their legal terms confuse me. Is with prejudice where they can't bring it back?
I don't know that much about that, but my lawyer told me that it could never be brought up again.
Okay, that's... Okay, so that must be what...
It's a little scolding, too.
Hey, thanks, Victor, for the call. Glad you found the show, and glad you're out there. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And indeed, all you have to do is search for TN Interstate Roadblocks, and multiple articles come up here about their visible intermodal prevention response team. The Viper teams that are out apparently on the interstate stopping people from getting where they're going. Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beets, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, how to identify a weirdo. According to OkCupid, an online dating website, they've, cataloged some important questions that one
first
can
date
ask.
Questions here. Either, prior to first date questions
either,
or something.
Either on a first date or prior to a first date to identify a weirdo, though. Probably prior to the first date, because I would think you'd hopefully would get a vibe on the first.
Some of these questions seem like date questions, not prior to date questions.
Well, hopefully we'll get a chance to get to that and maybe get your weirdo stories as well at 855-450-FREE. That's still on the way. Of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind are certainly welcome. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and the show's live 7 nights per week. So don't forget, you can also join us over at freetalklive.com. And if you've got a mobile phone, a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcasts. m.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, it's free.
Bitcoins are the world's first anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money with no fees anywhere in the world without needing the permission of any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. And to find out more about Bitcoins, it's weusecoins.org and then bitinstant.com after that to get them.
All right, so we continue here with, of course, you and your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. I don't know if there's much more to say about the stop and frisk besides the fact that it's happening. People are upset about it. But what
they ought to be upset about it.
But what can really be done? I would presume that with a city the size of New York and Philly both doing these things, I mean, between the
NYCU would have taken care of this at this point.
Between these two cities, you're looking at nearly a million victims per year of the stop and frisk policy. This is a huge wholesale violation of people's rights to privacy, which obviously you don't have anymore because, well, if you don't stand up for your rights,
that's why.
Well, if you don't stand up for your rights, then you're going to lose them. And people don't know how to stand up. And it's hard to stand up against these behemoth, monolithic governments, these humongous governments where, I mean, in the city of New York, I think I've read that there are 300,000 bureaucrats in that city. And that's, you know, that's the size of, that population is larger than most smaller cities.
And the average person says to themselves, you know, look, so I got patted down, and I'm on my way. Yeah, they wasted 5 minutes of my time. Why in the world would I, or 10 or 15 minutes, whatever it is, why in the world would I give them hours and hours by trying to fight this? Why would I waste more time on these people?
Well, the idea is to waste their time and to stop them from doing this, because if more people waste enough of their time, they'll have to stop doing some of these fundraising expeditions, which is essentially what this really is. They're not stopping real criminals here. They're getting guys for pot possession and, you know, an open container or something like that. That's what this is all about. And then they're cashing in with hundreds of dollars in the, you know, on each case into the court system. But if people started refusing to take plea deals and loaded up the court system, it could change how they enforce things. But how likely is that to happen in a place like New York City? I just don't see it. It's hard to get traction in a big city like that.
Indeed.
I mean, here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's a small town of 25,000. If you have a bunch of people refuse to obey here and non-cooperate with the system, you can make a bit of a dent. But in New York City, you might as well just be throwing stuff up against
the wall. They have more cops than we have in our city, than we have people in our city.
Yeah. How do you deal with that? Here you can know who the bureaucrats are. You can know who they all are personally. I mean, it's almost completely possible to have personal relationships with every single one of them. But in New York City, you're lucky if you see the same cop twice. So how do you deal with that? As far as I'm concerned, places like New York, completely hopeless. There's no chance for liberty to get a foothold there. I mean, I'd love to be proven wrong. I'd love to have, like, liberty all of a sudden explode in a place like New York City. How awesome would that be to have, like, a city environment with freedom? That'd be pretty cool. That's one of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire, is because I don't believe that's likely at all. I mean, I used to live in a city of 300,000, or I guess a county of 300,000, Sarasota County in Florida, which by no means is a small place. It's a fairly well-populated region, probably about 500,000 people in the general metro. And I never once felt like I was making a difference at all. But at least here in Keene...
Get your picture in the paper once.
That's true. I was waving on tax day, holding a honk if you hate taxes sign, back when I had long hair. Up here, you know, you could be the big fish in a small pond, as we mentioned before. You know, when I was at the school board meeting last night for the first time ever, by the way, I got an emailed compliment from the chair of the school board saying that...
Well, thanks for not setting our school board meeting on fire.
Thanks for... I'm not a violent person.
No, I mean, that doesn't mean that they don't think that you are.
Well, I don't know why they would have any reason to think I'm violent.
Why did they call the cops on you the time before? The school board meeting.
They called the cops on me. Oh, yeah. Well, they had a cop out there. I don't know who called the cops in that case. But anyway, my point being that getting activists together in one location seems like the no-brainer solution to this. It's all about numbers. All about numbers. If you've got more activists in any given area than they have bureaucrats, it's curtains for them. Think about it. Like the school board elections, for instance, around here. There were only 1,600 people in the whole city that participated, which is actually more than I expected to see participate. Mm-hmm. But if you think about the numbers there, how many people work for the school system in this town? Probably a few hundred, I would guess.
You think that many? Okay.
Yeah, across all the different schools, all the janitors, all the teachers, everybody that works for the administrators. All right. I would say several hundred people probably working for the school board. And then take that several hundred number and multiply it by two. because likely there's a husband or wife involved, and then add in any ancillary family members like, you know, grandma or cousins or whoever.
And you're there.
Sons and daughters. And you've got a thousand, you've solid thousand school board related people, people working for the system, people willing to vote for the system, and then everybody else who comes out to try to stop them from taking more money.
A few people that get run over by them.
But ultimately, it is all about numbers. I mean, they only have so many people on their side, and whether you... If you've got enough numbers, you can not only outvote them, but you can also non-cooperate them into the dirt. I mean, either any activism theory or activism style becomes its maximum effectiveness when you have the maximum numbers.
Yeah, it's true. Because, you know, you can grumble all you want, but when you're ready to do more than grumbling, you need numbers.
Right. So that's why we moved here as part of the Free State Project. And I know we've talked about it a billion times. We will continue because
it's the only thing that works.
Because it's the only thing working. I mean, there's some other theories out there. I mean, you've got the Erickson Council group where you're very excited about the idea of hitting the high seas and building a platform of some sort of boat, and living sustainably on that. That's an interesting theory. And I'd love to see it become a reality. I'll be watching, Mark, to see how that works out for you. But as far as things that are happening right now, with people's boots on the ground, getting active in inside politics and getting active, outside the system as well, and creating media. There's nowhere else besides New Hampshire and besides the Free State Project. And you know, that brings me to the Liberty Forum, which is coming up here. In my goodness, Mark, we're a week away at this point.
Yeah,
just over a week. We're, I think, 8 days out from the Liberty Forum. But it's not too late for you to get involved. It's not too late for you to come up. Registration hasn't closed down. The event is not a sellout, but there are hundreds of people that will be attending this. If you go to the Facebook group for Liberty Forum, you can see there are well over a couple hundred people that are confirmed and several more that are considering coming.
I don't think it's ever actually sold out. It's all about, there have been certain speaking events that have sold out at
the Ron Paul thing.
Yeah. But, it's always been very well attended. You know, they don't want to sell out. They want to be able to put every button in a seat that they can.
Yeah, and it's a very affordable event. So you'll be able to come up here, spend a weekend in New Hampshire, tour around a little bit, maybe come out to the airport for the next Don't Strip Our Rights Live Free or Dance Party event that's going to be happening. That should be interesting. Which, by the way, the Don't Strip Our Rights made the Huffington Post today, just so you know. And so come together and join with other liberty-minded people and experience New Hampshire, experience the community that's already here, and it's only going to grow over time as more people move here. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and you can use the discount code to save 10%, which is FTL2012. freestateproject.org/libertyforum, discount code FTL2012. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and anything you want at 855-453. Single CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them to you. So head over and enjoy freetalklive.com. Webcam is available there. Cam.freetalklive.com takes you to it. And also the chat room built in at the same page as the webcam. So again, cam.freetalklive.com will get you there. Still to come, here are the weirdo questions. Questions that will help you identify maybe someone you don't want to go on a first date with at all. Maybe you're doing online dating. Has become very, very popular these days. OkCupid is going to supply us with some of these suggestions here in a short bit. Our number, once again, is 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, you can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. Now, also coming up here, we're going to wait until the second hour of the program to talk about what happened with our new station that I don't know if we can... I guess we can probably announce it. I mean, we are technically on. I heard the show last night. But we've got a brand new station, and there's a little bit of drama that surrounded
why... Is the contract signed?
Well, they already had a contract with us, so we just modified the original.
But is it modified?
Well, we're so easygoing, Mark. You know,
I'm just asking.
The way Free Talk Live does business is real easy.
Sure.
Like, if a station wants to take more Free Talk Live, all they have to do is just send an email to me and say we're going to take more. So
okay.
I mean, that's it. So no, there was no like paperwork that transpired.
I'm just asking if that's how you do it. I don't know how you do your end of it, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
When it comes to servicing customers like Free Talk Live does, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We try to make it as easy as possible.
And that's what this
if they want to carry us, they can carry us. If they don't want to carry us, they don't have to carry us.
Right, and that's what this is going to be all about is the customer service and how one particular talk show host who's in competition with us just did a terrible job. 855-450-FREE, though, is the number here. Other news internationally, Canada, things aren't looking so good for online freedom in Canada. So it's not just the U.S. where things like SOPA and PIPA and other just destructions of internet privacy are being wiped.
The U.S. is the internet intellectual property behemoths out there are using the United States as a hammer to work other countries, over. I mean, like they have to follow their rules, essentially.
According to the news out of Breitbart, Canada's government on Tuesday introduced a bill to give law enforcement authorities sweeping powers to probe online communications. And,
oh my.
Yeah. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson told a press conference that new technologies provide new ways of committing crimes, making them more difficult to investigate. The legislation will enable authorities to keep pace with rapidly changing technology. Well, I don't know if I believe that much about it. I highly doubt that the government people can ever truly keep pace with the tech sector. Like, they just move too fast. There's no way that the government can ever catch up with the technology world.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you or I can catch up with the technology sector either, and we may be lagging along too.
This is true, and that doesn't mean that the government won't hurt people as they do this.
Email
process.
Is what 20 or 30 year old technology.
It is.
It's and there's nothing, it's like sending a postcard, not like sending a letter.
Opposition parties and civil liberty groups, of course, said that new police powers contained in the bill could result in unreasonable searches and seizures. Privacy Commissioner Jennifer Stoddard, whose office is independent from the government, said in a letter to the public safety minister last October she had deep concerns about the proposed changes, which she said could have serious repercussions for privacy rights. She said, "I recognize that rapid developments in communication technologies are creating new challenges for law enforcement and national security authorities, but that the Internet cannot be a lawless and that the Internet cannot be a lawless zone. But she says, by expanding the legal tools of the state to conduct surveillance and access private information, and by reducing the depth of judicial scrutiny, this bill would allow the government to subject more individuals to surveillance and to scrutiny. And furthermore, it goes far beyond simply maintaining investigative capacity or modernizing search powers. Rather, it adds new significant capabilities for investigators to track and search and seize information about individuals." So here's what they're doing. The legislation would require telecommunication service providers, or ISPs, to set up systems that allow the police or Canada's spy service to intercept.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's creepy. To intercept communications.
Usually these organizations have enough decorum to not call themselves spies.
Like the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. In this case, to intercept communications as part of their investigations. As well, they would be required to provide subscriber information to authorities and other data that would allow police to track suspects using a cell phone or computer. Parliament insisted, or the agent that put this forth, insisted the newest draft of the bill balances law enforcement needs against privacy rights. Sure it does. Because you believe the politicians when they tell you that crap, right?
Oh, don't worry, everybody. We've got your privacy rights in mind here. We're going to balance it.
Which means, of course, they're suggesting that there was too much privacy before. And so now they're going to balance it out by destroying some of it. Right? Yeah. Isn't that basically the code here?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, please don't listen to... these people are so full of it. And they have no interest whatsoever in your privacy. And the only reason why SOPA was stopped, as it was because of a huge outpouring of Internet action and activity that happened in tandem with that process. But I saw a headline recently saying that SOPA was slipped secretly into some other bill. And I don't have that story pulled up in front of me at the moment, but it wouldn't surprise me at all. Right. It's going to come back. It's only a matter of time before they put the same thing in some bill called, like, the Saving Children of 2012 Act.
Yep.
And then all the same provisions will sail through.
The Prevention of Child Pornography Act, and they'll just slide it right in there.
Because think about it from this perspective, and I know there's some economic term for this, and I don't recall what it is, but there's a certain provision that suggests that the government can continue to assail liberty, and it costs them nothing, basically. Like, they're getting as much money as they need from people. They can print it out if they need to. There's no shortage of cash for the government. So it doesn't take any more real effort on their part to change the name of SOPA or whatever other freedom-destroying legislation and put it into some other piece of legislation.
Public choice? Is that the term you're talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, let me describe it, and then you can tell me if I'm right about that. But as far as the opposition is concerned, those of us who love freedom and who enjoy the internet freedom and other freedoms that that we still have, who want to, say, not have this new encroachment upon our liberties, have to mobilize. You know, we've got to stop our jobs, stop doing things that are important to us, spending time with our families, leisure time, all the things that we enjoy doing. We've got to stop all that. We've got to get active. We've got to take down our websites, put up blank sites. We've got to spread the word, do networking. I mean, there was a lot of time and effort, probably, you know, hundreds of thousands of hours were put into stopping SOPA collectively across the entire country.
And those are hours that people could have been using to, you know, do
enjoy
whatever
their life
or to work and produce something.
Right. So in order to stop it, thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of hours had to have been spent, maybe even millions of hours had to have been spent in order to just stop one piece of legislation from being on the table.
Yep.
So the question is, how many more times can they bring this forward, and how many more millions of hours are people going to be willing to pour in to try to stop it again and again and again? I mean, how hard is it for them to wear people down? Or how easy will it be for them to wear people down? How many more times will it be before finally folks are just like, God, I've got to go back to work?
That's public choice.
Is it public choice?
Yeah, you can go see the video at learnliberty.org. Professor Ben Powell, friend of mine, it's the video is called Public Choice, Why Politicians Don't Cut Spending.
Mm.
And, you know, it's exactly what you're saying. It's their job to create legislation. It's the job of the bureaucrats to back larger legislation. And it's your job, quote unquote, as the public, to take off of time from productive work and go and leave your families in order to fight these people in their ever growth of government. And, you know, the suggestion with a republic was that, you know, it's a republic, man. Madam, if you can keep it, was that you would have to, that a vigilant populace would have to keep the government from growing. Because the founding fathers knew that government itself would grow, but this thing's like a snowball.
People don't have time for vigilance. They're so damn busy paying taxes. I saw this in person last night when I was at the school board meeting, and no one else was there except for myself and Kelly Voluntarist, who are actually non-city employees or school board contractors.
And don't forget that the way that the winner takes all system is operated. Essentially, you know, there's a winner and a loser in elections. 51%. It incentivizes a two-party system. So therefore, on just about every issue, you have half the public that's against you too. So, you know, the government is going to ping pong back and forth,
and
left, right, until, you know, they're just gigantic.
Right.
On both sides. They're going to be terrible on civil rights, and they're going to be terrible on fiscal rights.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want and take control of these airwaves. Coming up, the creeps, the creepers. No, we're talking about weirdos.
That's the term.
Weirdos and creepers, I guess. How to identify them if you're doing online dating, or maybe if you're just meeting somebody for the first time for some coffee. What are some questions you can ask to out the weirdos and hopefully avoid that second date? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Hour 2 is next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.